In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Steve McIntosh is on the scene. Steve, what details can you add?
Well, I talked to the sheriff of Sedgwick County, Johnny Darr. He was one of a small army of lawmen and news reporters and ambulance technicians down here. And it was an utterly terrifying situation for a few minutes there. We have had, according to Sheriff Darr, 8 persons wounded, a total of 8 wounded, it looks like. At least 2 of them are dead. 2, it looks like they were workmen, were shot. We don't know how serious they are. And I understand that one of our news media reporters from here in Wichita is one of the fatalities, has been shot and killed. I'm not at liberty to say who it is at this time. Sheriff Darr asked me to keep it off the record, and I'm going to respect his wishes on that. But one of our news reporters was shot through the heart and killed. I've just been running to get back in the car. As I said earlier, I approached from Waco Street, and I had to run about 2 or 3 blocks to get over to the actual scene. It looks like several of the people were shot in their cars. One person shot through the neck. It's just a very, very brutal situation in downtown Wichita. Later, after things had calmed down, we had unconfirmed reports of shots being fired over on the west side of the building, but that turned out to be backfires from a meter maid's vehicle and nothing more. And everybody breathed a heavy sigh of relief after all this tragedy this afternoon. Now, where the sniping occurred primarily was on Water Street as it runs just to the east of the Holiday Inn Plaza, and the Kiva Ball right there in front of the apartment. There was one on the first floor roof up there, and that's where the man was shooting from. It looks as if, right now, as if the sniper is one of those who has been wounded. Sheriff Darr said he and some other law officers were trying to get up in that area, and he said there was a pretty good hail of gunfire coming from up on the 26th floor of the Holiday Inn Plaza. He said he saw 2 long-barreled weapons possibly thrown over the side. Whether the sniper threw them over or what the story is, we don't know at this time. Sheriff Darr was about in the same shape as the rest of us. He was really upset about the whole predicament, and you can't blame him. People were milling around the downtown area. Actually, before the whole thing was over, the police did have their usual battle, keeping curious onlookers back. I must confess, I was one of the curious onlookers, but I consider that part of the job. One of our news media friends, as I said, has been shot and killed. We can't tell you who it is at this time. Next of kin must be notified. At least 2 dead, 8 wounded by a sniper this afternoon on the 26th floor of the southeast corner of the Holiday Inn Plaza. And from downtown Wichita, Steve McIntosh reporting.
In the weather scene, severe thunderstorm watch for most of eastern Kansas is in effect from the current time until 9 p.m.
By news, a sniper had positioned himself up on top the Holiday Inn Plaza this afternoon, and Steve McIntosh was there. He's in the studio with me now. Steve, can you give us any other details on what exactly happened downtown this afternoon?
Well, as we've been able to piece the story together, at least 8 persons injured, possibly including the sniper. 19-year-old suspect wounded and captured by police within 30 minutes after the shooting started. I would say that is accurate. We now have a report that two persons are dead, six others injured. Wichita police give us that information. Two rifles have been recovered at the hotel. I think if you have that one piece of tape ready, Rob, I was there and talked to Sheriff Johnny Darr at the scene, and here's what Sheriff Darr had to say about it.
Well, of course, all we know at this time is that a sniper, we believe on the 25th floor, I believe he's been wounded himself now with the police officer, but I understand that we've had eight shot, and I've been checking around to see how many. We found two on the roof right above us. As we crawled up a ladder, we see one of those still moving around but seriously wounded. Another person was DOA when we got up on the roof. And there's one news media person that was shot that's south of us. And two girls that were in a car, one was shot in the neck and the other one somewhere else. And then another person, I believe a total of eight people have been wounded, and at least two that I know of that's killed, maybe more than that. We haven't had time to check it all out yet.
It was a situation of terrifying, it was just terrifying is the only way you can put it. A lot of people in the buildings down there, we heard the shots and they were taking cover. We saw a bunch of bystanders down in front of the Fox Theater down on Water Street. That's where one or two of the victims were. There was, I understand, one up on Douglas or more up on Douglas Street. This news reporter shot in his car through the chest. He was in his car for about 15 minutes in the middle of the street. And, of course, with all that sniper fire, the police couldn't get over and get to him, and he was dead. At this time, Rob, we can't release the name of that person. We understand the next of kin are being notified. The reporter, I can tell you, is a freelance photographer. He was not a radio or television person, but a freelance photographer. I don't think he worked for the paper either. I personally came from Waco down into the area and about two blocks away, stopped behind police barricades and ran to a building. We heard one shot from there, and then pretty soon it was all over with, and I ran a couple of blocks over to the action, and that's where I got in on the story. What else to add? We do have that blood donor thing, if you can bring us up to date on that.
Yes, Steve, we've had this appeal from the Wichita office of the Red Cross Center that they need all types of blood at the Red Cross Center downtown at 321 North Topeka. Now, they're going to be open until 9 o'clock this evening to receive donors who can give several pints of blood if possible, because, as we said, we have eight persons seriously. We don't know the extent of injuries, but we do have eight persons injured from gunfire this afternoon. And there's a special appeal for the types O positive and O negative. So we would like to urge anyone who is especially of O positive or O negative to please go down to the Red Cross Blood Center and please donate blood if possible. There's an urgent appeal, especially here we are in the summer months, and they're at a very low supply of blood anyway this time of year, and with these extra injuries like this, to get those people fixed up, we do need a lot of blood. So if you are of O positive or O negative blood type, please go by the Red Cross Blood Center at 321 North Topeka this evening. They'll be open until 9 o'clock to take care of it. Steve, I'm sure that you could back me up on this. We understand that sniper was shot several times. He has been taken into custody. At least two persons, possibly three, dead as a result of this sniping incident, and eight persons injured in downtown Wichita this afternoon. The first call came in around 3 o'clock, and that sniper was in custody by 3:30. So right now we'll be trying to get up to date on the identities of the persons who were injured this afternoon, and we'll try to bring those to you as soon as possible. The Wichita weather forecast is a slight chance of rain later tonight in Wichita. Tonight's low 75, tomorrow's high near 100. Rob Dean, KEYN News.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.